The Big Ten Conference announced today it will not be holding football games this fall. WOSU's Nick Evans has been following this story, and he joins me now. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Claire.
So just last week, the conference released a schedule for the season that started September 3rd for OSU. What did conference officials say changed?
Well, I think what they would argue is that that schedule was always meant to be sort of a planning document. They were hopeful that they would have a season, and if they were going to have a season, they needed to have a schedule in place. So they put out this schedule. But they said today that, you know, things have changed since then, and there's too much uncertainty to encourage their players to come out and play fall sports. They were not specific about what exactly changed, but they just said there is too much uncertainty looming with regard to COVID-19.
And you just said they're fall sports. There is a possibility these games will be played later, that they are postponed instead of canceled, right?
Right. The hope that they are keeping, you know, warm in the deep recesses of their heart is that they can return to this in spring. There have been no specific commitments to do this in spring, but they are hopeful they're going to sort of revisit this as things develop. I guess crossing their fingers that, you know, somehow they will be able to make this work, and that the, you know, the facts on the ground will have changed in a significant enough way that, you know, they can go forward with sports in spring that would normally be played in the fall.
How are Ohio State leaders reacting to this news?
Well, interestingly, we've got a brand new president-elect who hasn't even started, isn't set to, you know, take over the post for another like 2 weeks or so. But she, Christina Johnson, was involved in these talks. She noted that, you know, she feels for the student athletes because she was a collegiate athlete herself and had her career cut short by matters outside her control. Gene Smith, the athletic director, noted that it's an incredibly sad day for, you know, student athletes, but just said that, you know, he and the incoming president were totally aligned in terms of, you know, trying to do what is best and safest for those student athletes.
And this affects all sorts of fall sports. But of course, when it comes to Columbus, people care about football, perhaps more than the other ones. How are players and coaches on the football team responding to this?
Well, the top person to be paying attention to, of course, is quarterback Justin Fields. He is, I think, pretty widely regarded as someone who will be near the top of the draft whenever he goes to the NFL. He had a tweet just a few minutes ago that read SMH, which is short for shaking my head. He and other college football athletes, you know, had released statements saying, you know, we want a season, we want to play, just, you know, make sure that you do it for us safely. And I think that what we saw today from the Big Ten is an admission that they're not exactly sure how they can pull that off.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thank you so much for your time today.
Anytime.